It's chapter 12. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Cana, and they arrived there. Abraham traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land, and the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he went on towards the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abraham set out and continued his journey towards the Negev. A little prayer for us. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word. It not only a light unto our feet and a light unto our path in this new year, but also, Lord, it is a means and source of encouragement as we tread along this pathway together. So we pray that we may find your word not only precious, but comforting and encouraging as we go along our ways. Lord, we pray for Janet. We pray that your blessing will be with her as she expounds this word to us this morning. For your name's sake, amen.
Brian, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. So, Genesis chapter 12. I don't know how many of us were here exactly a year ago. We looked at the first 11 chapters of Genesis. I remember hearing about Noah and the flood. I remember preaching on the Tower of Babel. And it finished with people scattered all over the earth speaking different languages. And we learnt that Noah had got three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And it's Shem, his son Shem, who had various descendants. And we get down to somebody called Terah. And then at the end of chapter 11, we're told Terah is the father of Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran is the father of Lot. So, the call of Abraham. I'm going to go back and do a classic sermon. Do you remember when they used to do sermons with the same letter for each of the points? We've got the letter C today, four C's. C for call, covenant, consequence, and confirmation. Call, covenant, consequence, and confirmation. The call of Abraham, 12 verse 1. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Go from your country, from your people and your father's household to the land I will show you." Go, leave. Leave your home, your country, your way of life. And if you go back to chapter 11, he originally came from Ur of the Chaldees, somewhere in modern-day Iraq, in Babylonia. And God is calling him to leave behind what was familiar to him, to leave behind the place where he grew up and to trust in God implicitly. God said, go. But he also said, go to. He said, go to the land I will show you. He didn't tell him exactly where it was or much about it. He just says, go to there. And in Hebrews, the writer of the Hebrews says, Abraham did not know where he was going. And this got me thinking, who are the people these days? God suddenly says, leave, go. Go to somewhere else. And it reminded me of mission partners. Mission partners are often called to go, to leave behind what is familiar, to go to a foreign place where you don't know exactly what's going to be there. So Abraham was called by God. But what was fascinating is the end of chapter 11 tells us that his father Terah had started that journey but stopped halfway. It says, Terah took his son Abraham, his grandson Lot, his daughter-in-law Sarah. They set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan, but when they came to Haran, they settled there. They settled there. And so I wonder, did his father get the same call? But he didn't fully obey it. He stopped halfway. Is there a danger of us getting that call from God to go somewhere, but settling for halfway, stopping off before it is finished? The other thing that struck me about the call of Abraham was his age. Did you notice when Brian was reading it? He was 75. He was 75, and I suspect there are quite a few people here today who are 75 or over. Age is no barrier to God. God calls people at all stages of their life, young, but he also calls older people. And it reminded me of somebody within this church who's well into their 80s, but a whole new ministry God has called them to has suddenly started up. This person meets with a lot of students, international students, and talks with them, and has conversations with them. A whole new area of ministry. Age was no barrier. So Abraham was called by God. He was called to leave, but he was also called to go to somewhere. Second C is covenant, and you'll be hearing quite a lot about covenant over the next 10 weeks or so. Covenant. Covenant means a promise between God and Abraham. And this covenant comes up here in chapter 12, but it gets repeated in basically almost every other chapter until 22. Have a look at verse 2. God says, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. And it's a double covenant. He's promising two things. He's promising a land, a place, but he's also promising him descendants, offspring, land and offspring. And that covenant, God is saying, I will give you land, I will give you offspring, descendants. And the condition is, if Abraham, you trust me, if you have faith in God who calls me. But already there's a clue that there might be a problem with this, and that's what we're told again at the end of chapter 11. We're told that his wife Sarah is barren. She's without child. They've been unable to have children. And yet God is promising to Abraham to make a great nation of him. So where are all those descendants going to come from? God promises, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. Then it goes on, I will bless those who bless you. Whoever curses you, I will curse. And in effect, God is saying, those who show favor to you, Abraham, will be blessed by me. But those who show displeasure towards you will be cursed. So we have the call of Abraham. We have the covenant, that promise of God. And then we have the third C is consequence. Covenant. And then consequence or response. And I actually find this very challenging. Verse 4, it simply says, So Abram went. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. He was 75. Abram went immediately, unquestioning obedience. He shows loyalty to God who has called him. But he doesn't go on his own. We're told he takes with him his wife, Sarah, his nephew, Lot. His brother, Lot's father, has died, so he's responsible for his nephew, Lot. But we're also told he took with him all the possessions they'd accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran. That was the halfway place. So there was actually a pretty large group of people travelling. And again, I was thinking, if I was responsible for such a large group, you'd think, I really hope I'm doing the right thing bringing this large group with me. They were herdsmen, they had animals, and they were used to moving around, but this is some pretty big migration. Abram follows God straight away. They migrate, and we're told they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. So we've had the call, the covenant, the consequence is that Abraham obeyed. And the fourth C is confirmation, the confirmation that he was doing the right things, that he was on the right line. It says in verse 7, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offspring I will give this land. There's one fancy word in theology I'm going to mention at this point, and that's the word theophany. Theophany. And it means the manifestation of God, the sign by which God shows himself or reveals himself to people visibly. Theophany. And we're told not just the Lord speaks to Abraham, but verse 7, he appears to Abraham. It's one of those theophanies, manifestations, that you read about occasionally in the Old Testament, such as the burning bush. So God appears to Abraham, and he says, to your offspring I will give this land. There's that dual covenant again. Offspring, you're going to have children. Land, you're going to have land. And so the response, Abraham built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. So Abraham has reached Canaanites, but we're told the Canaanites were still in the land. So the present reality was, yes, he'd got there, but the land was still occupied. The Canaanites were still around. So God confirms his covenant promise to him. He confirms to him and said, to your offspring, I will give this land. God repeats that covenant. And sometimes we need that confirmation, don't we, that we've done the right thing, that God says, yes, you're on the right lines. He confirms and he repeats that promise to your offspring, I will give this land. He's at Shechem at the time, and I discovered Shechem is modern-day Nablus, which is actually on the west bank, about 30 miles north of Jerusalem. So right in the heart of modern-day Israel. We often get that confirmation that we have done the right thing, and Abraham received what we call the theophany, that manifestation. God appears to him and says, I will give you this land. And then the chapter finishes off that what he did was he built an altar there. It was a sign that God had appeared to him. It was an expression of faith. God has appeared to me on this particular piece of land. But he goes on exploring the land, and we're told he goes further on to Bethel and Ai, on towards the Negev. That's the dry area near the Dead Sea. And then finally, in the rest of the chapter, we're told, because there's a famine, he goes even further south and ends up in Egypt. But he wasn't a perfect man. And if you read the rest of chapter 12 at home, you'll discover that he lied. He lied to the Pharaoh and said to him that his wife was really his sister. So it's a reminder that this great man of God was actually not perfect. But what do we learn from Abraham? We learned that when God called, he followed straight away. God gave him that covenant promise, that promise of children and land. Children to somebody who didn't have any, and land to somebody who was a semi-nomad who had no fixed land. And then God confirmed that covenant in his appearance. The writer of the Hebrews mentions Abraham as being one of those great heroes of faith. 11 verse 8 of Hebrews says, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he'd later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise." So let's just finish now by thinking, what does this mean for me today? Call, covenant, consequence, and confirmation. What is God calling me to do? Or what has he already called me to do? What is God's covenant promise to me? As a consequence, do I have that same faith Abraham does? Do I obey straight away? And finally, confirmation. Has God confirmed to me that the thing I am doing is the right thing, what I should be doing? Let's just pause now and reflect on those things. God's call, his covenant, the consequence, how Abraham responds, and the confirmation. Next week, we're looking at chapters 13 and 14. It would be wonderful if you could find a chance of reading chapters 13 and 14 and read the rest of chapter 12. We're looking at Abraham and Lot next week. So let's be quiet now and just reflect on Abraham's call. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the way that you called Abraham at the age of 75. We pray that you will show us what you are calling us to do. We thank you for your covenant, your promise you made with him, and we thank you for the promises that we know we have because of Jesus. We thank you as a consequence that Abraham obeyed you straight away. Help us to obey you. And finally, Lord, the confirmation you gave Abraham, we pray for confirmation that we will know that what we are doing is what you have called us to do. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.